Oh yeah. Come on. Come on. Get it. Turn it up. Hey everybody, what's up? It's the Ordinary Drunks coming back at ya. This is a new series that I would just like to quickly introduce, and then we'll get into it. We got some digital memory of the conversation that happened on Friday. And originally, what we was doing, it was Friday Night Fights. We was going to podcast a post-fight UFC Fight Night 55 post-show analysis in an altered state of mind, so that we can get to the very bottom of the MMA rankings in the world of MMA and what's coming, who's coming, what's going, and where it's going. And we had a friend come by, a special guest. Shout out to @NakedBear7 on Twitter. Thanks for finally coming through, making a special appearance. I must say, I was got what I was looking for, if you know what I'm saying. And so we delved into a number of one topic. Pretty much one topic. And I'm going to be just splitting this up over the next few episodes. Chop it. 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there. And if you don't like it, cut your hair and put on someone else's underwear. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. You know, I'm just here. But anyway, let's get back into it. Coming up here is part one of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Drunks
and Friday night
on a Friday night special edition.
This fucking guy, the world hero, and we have a guest,
a special guest,
@NakedBear7.
@NakedBear7, we got the naked bear in the house.
Holy shit!
Doing.
She does take it off. Fucking
comes
barely trained, untrained naked bear. I'm here.
Well, welcome to the podcast.
So you were wondering how we can get you some dick. I think that was how you were starting this off here before we started the show.
Well, you know, yeah, you know, I've tried the online dating thing, and what I've realized is that it's...
Tried it too. Wow.
It's a debacle.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's not...
Do you think it's looking at your geographical area that you're at right now, do you think that has a lot to play in...
No, I think it's just in general, you know.
Probably see the same sort of results elsewhere.
Absolutely,
same
absolutely
type of folk.
But maybe more in volume. More dicks, more crazies,
more
like, oh my god, let me just see your vagina. You know what, I'm honestly...
Oh, so you have a whole different side of online dating than I do. get.
Absolutely, absolutely, because I'm a female.
Guys send dick pics right away, huh?
Oh, yeah, I think they probably go for it right now.
Nobody wants a dick pic, though.
And you know what? I get a lot of young guys. I get a lot of young guys.
I don't think girls want dick pics either.
No. I wouldn't see why they would want a dick pic. It'd just be weird.
Isn't it a little weird?
What?
Okay.
What? Okay.
I mean, they're like, hello,
let's
here's my dick.
Let's change the dynamic of the conversation. Of course I want to see what you're packing.
Before.
How long?
Oh,
how
that makes
strong,
sense. Sure.
What kind of helmet? Are there any veins? Absolutely.
I mean,
this
are you looking for
life.
Veins? I mean, is veins like
she's
a
obviously checking for veins.
If it's a monster cock,
this
yes.
guy's all veins.
Because, I mean, I want to know, will you die if I slice you? Because you're literally going to bleed out.
It's going to grow
a
new...
That's how strong the vein is.
It's going to split and part and fucking...
Absolutely. Absolutely. That
you
shit's
know,
real.
Like when you were a kid,
I'm
you
checking.
Cut a snake in half. It's
I'm checking.
Lives.
And there's scary vein monstrous, and there's just like vein monstrous.
Let me ask you, isn't there such thing as too big of a dick?
Oh, of course. Of
right,
course.
I would think so. So as a guy,
nobody wants
as
to
a guy,
die.
I don't want the biggest dick. I do not want that. You know, that'd be a problem, right? I just want a good dick, not the biggest dick.
No,
that's how
I mean,
would say it.
I mean,
I'm happy
seriously.
With my dick. I'll admit right now, I do not have the biggest dick.
I mean,
nor would I want it.
I mean, I think I have the biggest dick at this table
right
now, of course. But, you know, it's not going to be something that's going to destroy a pussy completely, you know, where you're going to be ruined for life.
Listen, the ultimate champion.
What?
And
you've never had no one tell you that? Wow.
Listen.
I've the biggest dick, bro.
I've been told that my dick is fucking probably the best dick that's
by
been
who?
In.
A little tiny white girl?
As the naked,
has it been white?
The naked bear at this table.
Yes.
You know who has taken a monstrous cock? I will tell you like this.
Speaking from experience,
you know you don't want to be overwhelmed by the dick. You don't want to be placed
mess
in a
up
position
your breathing, right?
Where you're like stop, and you mean it. That sounds a lot like rape, or you know, painful.
Right,
you know,
she was in a compromising position.
Exactly. So, yeah, but you know, people do want to feel it. Short dick people, size does matter. Okay, if that's is that where we're going at?
But
size matters.
We know that. How much does size matter? Up to what point? And what point does it flip to the reverse? Where, you know what I'm saying? Where's the sweet spot?
Exactly. I mean, where am I? I mean, the thing is, I want to know is, do I need to give maybe 6 inches or do I have to give him the full
if
9?
If you don't follow...
Should I hack
you,
some off or what?
So
I mean,
you
from what you're telling me, I might need to do a penis decrease.
Yes.
Surgery.
I mean, do I need to slow this down a little bit?
No. There is no decrease.
My shit is fucking huge.
Okay, as a man, from a woman's perspective, I would rather have bitches run from my dick than in fear.
Really?
Of the penetration than fucking
saying.
I think
that would be more of a psychological high to make
it's not
them,
about a psychological high. It's
not
about
even
the reality.
Run.
It's about the reality of what your
you think that's
what
funner,
your
though?
Dick is worth.
I don't know. I don't want the biggest dick in the world.
You
I
don't
think
have
be too
have
many
it.
Problems.
And you don't. Have
I mean, because you wouldn't
it.
Get as much pussy then, because then girls talk. Oh, he's.
You could get a lot of pussy though with the biggest dick in the world, because you could show it off. It could attract lots of pussy.
But I think the problem would be if I'm just destroying pussies, I'm not going to be able to come because they're going to be like, stop. And
you
I mean, I wasn't here
so
to stop. I mean,
to
am I going
to
keep banging?
You have to look at it from a perspective of the woman or the man. So now the man is. Bitch, can you take the shit in your throat and not gag or throw up or, you know,
right.
really in terms of penetration? Can I be stimulated? Am I only going to be able to put half of my penis inside you
that's
before you're screaming?
I mean, that seems
if I was
terrible.
Him, right.
The monster cock.
Really
the monster cock.
Right.
Half in. Because
that's
like,
just
ah!
like, I'm like teasing her for a half hour in my mind. If I'm only putting it in halfway. I'm talking from my perspective now.
I mean...
If I'm only teasing her and putting it halfway in, I mean, I'm just not really doing nothing. And I'm getting annoyed. I would get pissed if I was that guy.
But are you really getting any pleasure if half your dick is wet?
A little bit on the head part. Yeah.
Yes, but I mean, this is all about coming
sensitive.
Once again, though.
This shit is sensitive.
It's all about coming, so, I mean, I really need to pound this, you know, to get it going.
I want to do a little of that halfway as a tease And then I want to move in to a I own you pounding type thing.
But my thing is, though, I'm only good for about 20 minutes of fucking, though. So, I mean, I don't have time to be teasing you with the dick.
For me, it really does depend on, like, how much I've done that day. How much have I partied today? What have I done earlier? What have I ate? How much sleep did I have the night before?
See, I'm a family man, so really, I mean, I've worked a long day.
But your psychological is different than mine. Since you're a family, I've been there. So your psychological right now is, we better do this quick while we can do it. And you have trained yourself to get it done quickly.
Yes.
Now me, I'm kind of lonely, you know, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Being single, sometimes you get lonely.
Right.
So sometimes you want to fuck for a long time.
Right.
Until they quit, you know?
Right. Make the most of this.
Oh, so you're trying to get that pussy long-lasting.
And
you're trying to save the flavor, basically. Yes. I feel you.
Not only that, but pass out for an hour or two and get up and get it again before they leave. Because you're single and she's not coming back tomorrow.
And I remember those days.
It's really horrible.
You're trying to bang that pussy as long as possible.
It's only going to be enjoyable if it doesn't hurt. So the whole monster cock theme of like, the bigger the fucking better. Of course. Because if you're fucking wrecking my cervix, I'm pretty sure I'm not enjoying it. Because there's some damage being done bodily, internally.
I don't see a normal chick going for the giantest cock.
No.
Because that wouldn't make sense.
No.
No, it seems silly, really.
That's porn star.
It's a fetish thing. Yes. Pay me for that.
Yeah. Let me get it.
Because that can't feel pleasurable for a sustained amount of time. It can't.
I mean, honestly, you know, the vaginal tract is only made to sustain so much length.
I know.
Understandable.
I don't know about that, you know, bitches in pop bottles and 2-liter bottles. I mean, for me, that's not, you know, necessarily the right, but
no, but they stretched it out.
Of course.
Yeah.
It can be spread wide.
I've seen the internet.
Yeah. But there's only so much length to the vaginal channel.
Right.
So, I'm breaking
all up in your guts.
Yeah, when you're beating the guts.
Now, how many of those rappers that used to have that line really had the, I mean, was
well, were they really guts? Beating them guts? I mean, were they beating the guts up good? I mean, because when you're beating the guts, that's something.
You know what? It's funny. Different. It's funny because the last controversial topic that came across my page in terms of penises was I felt deceived about the whole white man penis.
What?
So, the white man's penis is smaller than the black man's penis.
What?
On average.
What?
This was something, and I may be ignorant. This could have been an ignorance thing. Well,
right now you're the expert because I haven't taken any dick, so you are the expert right now.
Wait
a
second. What are you talking about? Do you mean to tell me?
I mean,
no, go ahead.
I don't proclaim.
This is preposterous.
I don't proclaim to have any statistical knowledge necessarily about this.
I do.
I'm talking. So the first Caucasian penis that I came across was actually monstrous.
What?
It was monstrous.
Did you say a monstrous Asian penis?
White.
Oh, I thought you said Asian. No.
Caucasian.
Oh, I heard Asian. I'm like, well, right then.
Caucasian. And I thought to myself, oh my god, has this been a plot? Has this been some whatever plot to keep me
away,
races apart and whatever, what may
happen. Which is very well, that's a good theory, because that could easily happen.
You know, honestly though, what I would like to know, is there any statistical information in that whole, once you go black, you never go back, or, you know, are black men really more well hung than any other culture? Really?
So, by group? I don't know. I mean, are we counting the aborigines?
I think
those aborigines gotta be hung like a motherfucker.
Not. I think by percentage, not. So the black man may not necessarily be a large percentage of the
fucking
world.
Yeah, but do you think
the
guys in like Britain, I mean, sorry, people of Britain and London, sorry, I'm just making
Europeans,
this up. Don't you think they have little dingers?
Not necessarily, absolutely
some
not.
Of them?
Absolutely not.
Like those little guys? I used to believe the funny hats? I am a wee bit tiny this morning. Come on.
Believe that. I used to believe that.
But
what I have learned is that it is honestly a genetically
It's like a gene pool, a family type heritage thing.
It's a genetically thing.
So it's passed down. So the
now,
white
the only baby
dad had a small
that
dick.
I've seen in my life has been a white man.
If you're going by that theory.
That's crazy.
If the black man was first on this earth, which I think is pretty much common knowledge at this point.
Yeah.
I got a black dick and it's huge. Huge. No, that's right just on. A theory. I'm not saying me.
No,
I'm saying that's a theory.
You know,
I'm just saying.
I mean, you know, well.
If my origins.
That could very well be true.
Which means
that the white individual males who are out there.
Let me ask you a question.
Small or a large penis.
Okay, let's flip it.
It's just about genetics.
Okay, so small penis. So they say that. I mean, this is just stereotyping. It's not me saying this, guys.
No, I feel you. You're going to talk about stereotype.
Like, Asian people are supposed to have small... Do you have any facts on that?
On the Asians?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't.
Personal, real-life facts.
I don't.
Okay. I've never met a girl that's banged an Asian dude that's told me about...
We're going to segue
I've never had that conversation.
Sexual aspect.
But I know what happens. There's some cool Asian dudes. There some guys. Like, yeah, I'm sure he gets...
But I do personally believe... I do personally believe that from a typical male most wanted and a typical female most wanted, culturally wise, the typical male least wanted would be an Asian male. And why? Because they are.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm
wow. You didn't know I'm part Asian, yo. That's fucked up, yo.
I'm sorry. That's because they have a most feminine characteristics.
What Asian men do?
In general.
Why? Because they're passive?
No, because of their physical fucking stature, their actual physical attributes.
Their height and weight, their physical presence.
Absolutely. Hmm. And even in terms of their domination, because Asian males do tend to rule the roost of their particular household in terms of the female and male dynamic.
Yeah,
they do. They actually have their customs where the male is really running the household. And that doesn't happen in American life. American life really...
Child out to the backyard and bury her because we're not having that. We're only looking for juniors right now.
They'll keep the numbers down.
Wow, that's legitimate.
That is terrible.
Oh my God. Oh, this is...
It's okay.
Once again, this is a speakeasy.
I mean, we were only supposed to be talking about the fights we just watched, but it's all good.
Fights?
Yeah.
When did anybody tell me?
See, this is what happens when you get into dick talk. When you start getting into dick talk and everything else, it goes as well.
If this is a fight talk?
I think you brought up the cocks.
Oh, did I?
No, I asked her if she was looking for some dick, you know, and we were just going to help her on how to find some dick.
That is how it happened.
Oh,
she was basically saying, she was basically trying to tell us, look, why can't y'all hook me up with no dick?
Yeah, she basically wanted us to find her some dick.
And we're like,
she questioned, like, why don't you guys have a lot of friends around? What's going on? You know, I came here to look for some dick, and there's really no dick here. It was ridiculous.
Oh.
I mean... you can hang out with me later and we'll go walk the hallways.
I mean, you want that?
I don't want, no.
I mean, I'll look for chicks. You look for dicks.
You want some advice on how to get dicks?
We'll ride the elevator to interview people.
No. What I want is opportunity. And when I say opportunity, I want opportunity that's legit. I don't want your fucking homeless friends that are fucking on the side of the highway with their coffee cups looking for change. I want legitimate.
Okay.
Possibilities.
You don't want to go by the storage lockers and see if we can find some people?
No.
By the way, ladies, this is real talk, what she just said.
Honestly, she's saying
right now.
So, I don't want to do the dating online thing. And here I am with friends. With friends who are, you know, professional.
Oh, yeah.
To a certain extent. And out there in the world, mixing and mingling, who have friends of very different, you know, backgrounds and levels of income and social economic statuses. It's not about that. Why can you not provide an opportunity that's legitimate.
Oh, really?